Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu faced a challenge to his leadership after being charged with bribery, fraud and breach of trust in three corruption cases. Mr. Netanyahu called the indictment an attempted coup, but Gideon Saar, a high-ranking member of Mr. Netanyahu's own Likud party, said the Prime Minister should go.
The authorities in Egypt raided the offices of Maram Massa, the last big independent media voice in the country. Since taking power in a coup in 2013, President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has cracked down on dissent and free speech. Maram Massa, an online publication, had recently published an article criticising Mr. Sisi's son, who is a senior intelligence official.
Several people, including health workers combating the Ebola virus, were killed in protests in the Democratic Republic of Congo amid rising public anger directed at the UN's peacekeeping mission over its inability to protect civilians from Islamist rebels. Their latest attack killed at least 19 people.
Tanzania's ruling party won 99% of the seats it contested in local elections that were boycotted by the opposition, which accused the government of manipulation. The local poll is a worrying prelude to national elections next year. The government has locked up members of the opposition and journalists.
A collision between two helicopters in Mali killed 13 French troops fighting jihadists in the Sahel. The incident was the single biggest loss of life suffered by the French armed forces since the 1980s.
Michael Bloomberg belatedly entered the race to be the Democrats' presidential candidate, joining a contest that has been hostile to billionaires. He spent $31 million on TV ads in just 1 week, a record. Although Mr. Bloomberg has toyed with running for president before, this is his first official campaign. He is pursuing a risky strategy, not campaigning in the early primary states in order to focus on delegate-rich Super Tuesday in March.
The Trump administration ousted the Secretary of the Navy, Richard Spencer, in a row over a Navy SEAL who had been convicted of taking a picture next to a dead jihadist in Iraq and threatened with expulsion from the service. Ostensibly, Mr. Spencer was fired for not telling Mark Esper, the Defense Secretary, about his dealings with the White House. But the top brass are furious with Donald Trump for reinstating the disgraced SEAL's rank.
A federal judge ruled that senior advisers to Mr. Trump must comply with subpoenas issued by committees conducting an impeachment inquiry into the president and ordered Don McGahn, a former White House counsel, to testify to Congress. Presidents are not kings, said the judge. The administration is to appeal against the ruling.